Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And Bloomberg Intelligence is brought to you by CIT, from transportation to healthcare to manufacturing. CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Well, first, some background. European investors seem more concerned than Americans about the possibility of a Brexit and the risk to UK bank bonds. According to Mizuho International, British lenders' notes in euros have underperformed their dollar debt since last year, even taking into account foreign exchange fluctuations. A premium investor's demand to hold euro bonds issued by Banco Santander's UK arm instead of similar Crédit Agricole debt has widened to 43 basis points from about zero since October. By contrast, the difference in yields between the bank's dollar notes is little changed. So, says a Mizuho analyst, European investors have a greater awareness of the issue and find it more alarming. Bloomberg Intelligence UK economist Dan Hansen is joining us now to talk about this. Good morning, Dan. When it comes to this referendum next week, it seems this is really contributing to what some are calling the market malaise that we've been seeing lately, particularly in Europe.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, there's a real element of uncertainty over here in Europe, and especially in the UK. I mean, it's not just in financial markets we're seeing that. We're also seeing it in the sort of hard data on the economy. We've had a softening in growth in the first quarter, and survey evidence for the second quarter has sort of come off again. And it looks like growth could potentially slow in the second quarter as well. So leading up to the referendum, you know, there's a lot of this uncertainty, and it seems to be weighing on the real economy and not just financial markets.
And we've actually seen a slump in UK construction that's blamed in large part on this Brexit turmoil?
Yeah, that's right. So this morning we had a PMI out, the construction PMI, and that dipped, and as did the manufacturing PMI yesterday. That dipped below the all-important 50 mark, and the 50 marks above 50 suggests the sector expands. Below 50 means it contracts, and that's the first time in 3 years we've had that in the manufacturing sector. And it's not surprising, really. I mean, the manufacturing sector is very outward-looking in the UK, so, and Europe is our biggest trading partner. So the possibility, you know, that that trading partner, we may not no longer be part of the single market. They're obviously, you know, very, very cautious, and they just want to, you know, get past the referendum and take stock from there, I think.
Are we seeing an impact on retail over there because of this?
A little bit. I mean, consumers are pretty similar to the US, really. You know, you've got we're very much reliant on consumers to drive our recovery. We're a service-led economy. But I think at the moment you haven't seen much of it. Where you'd see it first on the expenditure side of GDP, so the demand side of the economy, would be in businesses. So we'd most likely see that the dip in Q1 came as a result of firms not investing so much. Consumers have been fairly resilient thus far, but, you know, moving into the second quarter, it's perfectly possible that retail and consumer demand begins to dip just because of, as I say, that uncertainty.
So explain to me, if you will, how this Brexit deal might affect the dollar.
I mean, it's certainly against the, so what we'd expect when were we to leave European Union, so the votes on June the 23rd. On June the 24th, we'd expect sterling to fall sharply and against all of our trading partners. So, you know, against the dollar we'd expect against the pound to appreciate, just the reverse, the opposite of that depreciation. I mean, you've seen a bit of the pound, that happening in the pound already since February. The pound's come down pretty sharply. There's been a slight reversal very recently, but, you know, investors are clearly pricing in some possibility of this event actually happening.
Bloomberg Intelligence economist, UK economist Dan Hansen, thanks very much for joining us. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go.